Welcome to the Riot Podcast.
Good morning or good afternoon or good whatever time you're listening to this.
We could say good day.
Yes.
Do you think, but see, to me, that still feels like only daylight hours.
Yeah, but
even
no,
though
anytime.
Technically, good calendar day. Whenever you receive this.
Good full day that you choose to hit play and are enjoying this podcast.
You're not listening to the whole thing, are you? You're backlogged. You've got a few you haven't quite caught up with. You thought you'd check in. Don't be like that. You listen to all of it. Every
Actually,
episode, all the time.
A lot of people were thankful for we were off on Monday. And so they had a chance to catch up on us. On a few people had told us. So maybe, Obi, you and I, every so often, should take a day so that you guys can all get caught up.
More
and
often.
Take a day off more
We should
more
build
often.
It in. Like, we should really build it in.
I'm sure our boss will appreciate that.
You know what? He doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
He doesn't care.
It's fine. It's fine. So, hey, welcome to the podcast. We hope that you guys do enjoy it. Nikki and I put in, I would say, a small amount of effort.
A
nothing too huge.
A reasonable amount of work into this.
Nothing too huge. You know, just a little bit. The stuff you'll find today, I totally closed my...
Did you close the list?
No, because... One thing that's going to show up in the podcast today is me and this laptop, and it's fine. I think it has more to do with me not being used to it.
Sure.
It's PC, not a Mac. And at home, I'm a PC guy, but at work, I'm a Mac guy. And
you're in your work frame of mind, but he left his work stuff at home.
Yes.
So you're having to use this.
I have a MacBook Air, probably the finest computer I've ever used. Like, not for gaming.
No.
For everything else.
Everyday
it's
use.
Wonderful. Like, it is wonderful. And this Acer, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm the problem. I am.
So enjoy this list of things that we will not tell you what's to come.
Well, something you'll hear in the podcast, I think if you, some of it's explicit, but I think if you read between the lines, the Riot's looking for a vacation. So I think you'll get it.
You'll
I think
probably you'll get that theme.
I think you'll get it right away, actually. So you guys enjoy the podcast.
Yes, please do. Don't forget Radio U Riot or Radio U on Facebook. Let us know. We'll talk about vacations. Is there someplace you think the Riot should travel to for our summer vacation? Please include that. Or you can always email us riot@radiou.com if there's something you want to tell us.
It is the Riot.
It's the Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's the Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Connect with us. Join the conversation. Because that's what Nikki and I are doing. We're having conversations.
And we'd love to have you a part of it.
We're so excited to have you be a part of the conversation. Like our conversation about KFC's Zinger Sandwich.
Now, what is that?
The Zinger Sandwich is something that has been happening all across the world for quite some time. It's made of 100% chicken breast filet. The meat is double hand breaded and fried until golden brown, served with lettuce and mayo on a toasted sesame seed bun. We feel like it represents the best the Colonel has to offer.
or so says the little blurb we just saw.
Yeah. It was released in Trinidad and Tobago in 1984. And since then, this tiny fried chicken sandwich has been available in 120 countries around the world, including the UK, India, and Australia. They say that this sandwich was KFC's answer to the Whopper. Because apparently the Whopper must have debuted like in the
around 80s. The same time.
I don't know. But I know this. It has never been available in the United States. Ever! And everything's about to change, Nikki. When you guys woke up this morning, you were like, man.
something is different.
There is something in the air. I don't know what it is.
What spices are those?
It seems like a special blend. You know? Like, is it 13 herbs and spices? Or is it 23 flavors?
I sense a kernel or something like that.
I'm not sure what it is, but something is happening out there. And so it's coming. Now, the question is, when is it coming?
April 24th for a limited time, or depending on how well it picks up, if it makes it full-time or not.
If you want to, you can get it to as part of your fill-up combo meal. So if you want to, I actually have gone to KFC. It's embarrassing, but this is true. They sell these combo meals that are in like these cup holders that fit in the cup holder of your car.
No, you did not go with that, did you?
Let me tell you what.
It was an idea that worked.
There's been a lot of gimmicks out there and a lot of things that are worth mocking because they're terrible. But dude.
The lunch in a cup holder.
That thing was spectacular. Well, you're on a road trip. You just sit that down right next to your drink that you've also gotten through the KFC drive-thru. Perfect. I mean, after that, your hand's so greasy you can't grip the steering wheel. That's a problem.
That's not the issue they have to fix, though. Yeah. They're just at least getting the food in the area for you.
They need some kind of a hand wipe that could take care of that, and you'd be able to... Something. I don't know, but so, it was difficult.
The other thing KFC has been working on is by the end of next year, so the end of 2018, KFC chicken will be raised without antibiotics. So they've been going through an $80 million Good. Upgrade.
Great. So a bunch of sick chicken.
So we can't get our antibiotics that we need. But yes, that they've been retraining employees, which makes sense because they've also been redoing their stores. How to handle the chicken antibiotic free.
Listen, when we bring the chickens in, if some of them are sick, you need to explain to them that they're going to die anyway. They can't have an antibiotic.
They've been upgrading their behind the scenes equipment, so.
Don't worry about your sinus headache. We'll be cutting your head off very soon. You won't even notice it anymore.
So the Zinger KFC sandwich, again, normally international.
Not
KFC
anymore.
Will
no.
be the 24th.
True international. Including us.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
I almost found the job of my dreams, but when you start digging into it, it's not as good as it...
You realize it won't really work?
Yeah. Here's the deal. In Saffolden, it's in Austria. They had just hired a guy named Stan Vunertrecht. He's supposed to live in a hermitage in a cliff. So his job is, if you know what a hermitage is, it's basically where people go for a prayerful getaway. So like people go there, whether they want to spend the day or spend a few days.
Like a retreat, like a quiet one?
Typically in silence, but not necessarily in silence. And so they go there for prayer, meditation, whatever. That's what a hermitage is. And so his job is to meet and greet pilgrims at the site's chapel. And he basically is there to just oversee and make sure the place is...
ready to go.
Okay. And, man, this chapel is, like, built into the side of this cliff. It is so amazingly beautiful there. And I would love to send you a picture, but I don't have my laptop, so who knows if it'll ever actually make it to
that's
you.
That's fine. Well, why do you think it does not work for you? You don't want to live in silence?
No, you can actually...
talk to them, but then, you know, you have to be quiet afterwards.
I think you guys would be surprised by how well I do not talking, but there's no heat or running water.
Oh, no, that's
which means
there's
no hot water.
Yeah, that I don't think would work very well.
You mean you guys didn't build, like, hot water into the side of the mountain?
It's not like a thermal pool?
I'd be looking into it like, okay, you can get a portable air conditioner. Where can I get a portable water heater / shower?
Sure, and then I guess, so what, no electricity, you said, or?
I think there...
There is that? So Wi-Fi, or?
It doesn't say that there's no electricity, but...
And normally you think, of course there is, but because of what they're saying is also not there, that makes me worried.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a consistent source of power.
So he has a... I love the picture. He's got a white beard and a pipe, and his boss
is... like Gandalf, or?
He projects some Gandalf.
With a couple of robes that can really have that look.
So they claim that he radiates calm and comes across as well anchored. He read about the hermitage and the fact that they had a job posting, and he said, that's the job for me. So he applied for it, and he got it.
Congratulations. There's a job for everybody.
So
gotta find the right one.
That's the one. He's just going to be, you know, sitting there. Relaxing. I mean, like, there's work.
How many people are going there?
You'd be surprised. I will tell you, like, not among our particular whatever, but, like, there are areas of Christianity that hermitages are...
required or...
They're not required, but they are encouraged, yeah. When I started calling around looking for one, people were like, what are you even talking about?
A spa? Are you looking for a spa?
It's like, no, I'm looking for a place where I can pray. We don't have those. We don't do that here.
In Austria, then there is one.
Maybe we should totally, I mean, we have never, in all the times we've talked about taking vacations, Austria has never come
been
up.
On the list.
We've never said to ourselves, Swiss Alps.
Just sounds...
Ever.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like to go, you know, on a pilgrimage for quietness, and that'd be really weird, actually, for both of us to go there and be like, okay, well, we're not going to talk for a while.
Actually, you would love it.
I would.
I did that last summer, and it was glorious.
Yeah, but if
and
it was leave, both of us.
When I even got there, they asked me, they're like, now, is this a silent retreat, meaning like you're not going to talk, because they were prepared
for me not to talk
to them at all.
So they have signs ready?
And I was like, no. I'm looking for quiet, but not absolute silence. So we can
right
talk.
Right this way, Mr. Obadiah.
Hey, I talked to the chef for hours.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Want to say hi to Tim. He just texted 877 to Radio U and says this. Good morning, Obi and Nikki. Just curious, what is the most annoying thing to do when getting ready for the start of the riot?
Well, that's an interesting question, Tim.
What do you got, Nikki? What is the most annoying part?
I think it's because it's so early, then like I feel like I have to get ready and be terribly quiet, even though if no one's around.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you have to be quiet. You got to drive in quiet. You know, you've got to turn your music down, all that stuff. It's just very early in the morning.
I think that's probably it.
You don't have a lot of interaction. Like there's just not a lot of people out.
Yeah. I think it's the whole thing. Yeah. it's just the combination of like, you have to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the lamest part. Like, most people are like, you know, you kind of go to bed whenever. When you get up early, you have to go to bed early. And if you don't, I just feel like you pay for it so much harder than you would have or could have.
Well, and if you don't, you always have it on your mind, like, you got to go to sleep. Why aren't you asleep? Like, you're always bombarded with it,
right,
compared to, well, I really should go to sleep, you know, like a more casual approach.
Yeah, there's nothing casual about it. It's like this really, I don't know, I just feel like in the morning when I'm coming to work, the stakes are very high. Like, you have got
to be there on time.
So that when mics turn on, you are there, and you have to be awake and quasi-happy and chipper about it.
Yeah, that's probably the most the biggest part of it.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, other than that, I don't think there's any. Like, other than that, it's fine. No.
Well, just don't forget your stuff, because if you do, you're not going back for it.
I actually did forget my laptop this morning and didn't even realize I forgot it until I got here.
Forgot your bag.
I looked in the back. I was like, oh, good. I left my laptop at home. That's good.
Basically, it goes. Like, you have to just do the morning and you have your routine with it, and you don't have time to do anything else with it.
No.
Can't go outside of it. Can't forget something. You do what you got to do.
You got to keep going. So, like, okay, but let's say once you get in the building, like once you get here,
you're fine.
No, but I'm saying, like,
you're safe. You made it on time.
We're talking like big picture, what's annoying about getting ready for the show. But what if he's thinking small picture? Like when you get there,
what's
the most annoying thing to do to start getting ready?
Nothing really. I mean, guys, we'd be nitpicking if it's like, we have a very comfortable job in here.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
You'd be like, oh, if the heat or the AC was set wrong, or someone didn't take the trash out and they ate food.
Yeah, like, I mean, sometimes it does stink in here a lot.
It can.
It has, like, weird smells because it bakes next to the equipment. And then we come in and it's like, what have you done?
But otherwise, Tim, you know, just normal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, normal stuff.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps, or you come in late, or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but...
A new Walking Dead character?
No. It's far more serious than that, Nikki.
Is it?
Carle Mule, he's a Spanish senator, and he apparently yesterday talked about the fact that Spain is not prepared for a zombie uprising.
Spain is not.
No, they're not ready. So
is this a we need money to get ready sort of thing? Or is he trying to appear cool, like he's having fun with it? Or,
well, it says that he asked the question as a form of protest at what he considered the poor quality of written responses given by the Spanish government to its opposition in the Senate. So apparently he's using it as, you know, like as a little dig at the party that's in power. I don't know about you guys. I don't really follow Spanish politics.
Don't know much about it.
Think about that for a minute, okay? In every country around the world that does democratic elections, there are huge arguments that are taking place, just like we have huge arguments. And they are just as sure that the world will end if their candidate doesn't get elected. Think about that. Right now, there is somebody that has an anti-Goulet or something sticker on a wall, and they are protesting and all this stuff, and you have no idea who or what they're upset about. They're just like, what? It's no big deal. But, you know,
but again,
for you,
you don't know anything about it.
A really, really big deal. So he says the Spanish government's not ready. See, my thing is, okay, if the zombie apocalypse, when it comes, if it's a plague on the living.
On both houses.
Right. So, like, let's say that you're excavating an ancient city and you either breathe something in or there's a creature down there that bites you and you feel a little sick, but it's no big deal. And then you go back to base camp and you bite somebody and then, you know, it just gets passed from person to person. Like, I feel like that's the kind of thing that we could survive.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get that figured out.
Now it's going to shut down some cities. It will.
I'm not saying that it's not going to cause problems.
And you don't want it to go to the big cities, but it might.
It's going to cause problems, but it's survivable. If we could if everybody stayed home for a little while, you know that's fixed. It's communicable, so like stop the communicabling, right? But if we had a zombie thing where people that were stone dead in the grave right now just, came back, that's a whole different kind of problem.
I don't feel like we can fight that one as well. We wouldn't know what to do because it was your loved ones.
Well, I mean, you're not going to, I mean, the chances of you seeing somebody you know pretty much gone, but like,
but still,
you know, but just the idea, I'm just saying the sheer quantity, if they all just stood up all of a sudden, it would be like, oh my gosh. But see, then they're not even talking about, most of the time, like they're in, you know, like a call, they got to dig their way out. That ain't happening. Like, it's
well, you
not.
Talked yourself out of a zombie problem right there.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to be all oppositional in the Spanish Congress today.
I didn't know you were into Spanish politics.
I mean, like, if we really, really talk about it, I would say, perdóname, señor. No es meco senso. We're okay-o.
Veto.
Si. So, I mean,
First off, beautiful language.
I'm ready.
Beautiful.
You know, just put me on a plane. I'm going to put this thing to bed right now. Or
would you like
him to come
and help you?
Bury it. No problem, guys.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Nikki, I need to ask you about a list of symptoms and if you could tell me if you're experiencing any.
Boy, we're giving a lot of lists today.
All right. Well, I realize that, but just...
Bear with
just,
it.
Come on, like we have to do a show. That's all I got. Are you experiencing jaundice?
Jaundice?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Indigestion?
No.
Arthritis?
No.
Diarrhea?
Okay. No. And
would you tell me if you were?
No. What's wrong with you?
What?
Don't even talk about it. That is rude. I don't.
You know
no. It amazes, and it's on air and everybody hears you talk about it.
It amazes me that here we are having this medical discussion and your response is...
Let's go back to jaundice.
What if jaundice is way worse?
I don't think so. I think it's something like...
here we go.
What is jaundice?
Yeah, scurvy.
Like, I don't even know what scurvy is except
a medical
citrus.
Condition with the yellowing of the skin or whites of the eyes arising from excess of the pigment bilirubin. And typically caused by obstruction of the bile duct. So it's like a liver disease.
Oh.
So that's not... I mean, you think that's... You would rather we talk about your jaundice than your diarrhea?
I don't have... I hate you. I mean, I don't, but I do. What's other symptoms on this list?
Well, Nikki, here's the thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but a guy by the name of Dr. John Cook Bennett... He has invented a recipe that he feels like is going to cure all of your symptoms. Are you familiar
from that list?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nothing like allergies or cold or anything
not on
like
the
that.
List. Yeah.
But jaundice is what he's going for?
Well, you know, maybe it was a thing.
It's an elixir?
Well, yeah. Like you take tomatoes
yeah.
and salt and sugar and...
Ketchup?
Well, it is ketchup, yeah. Okay.
Can
yeah,
we just ketchup. Use ketchup if yeah. we don't have tomatoes?
All right, yeah, it's ketchup. Dr. John Cook Bennett, he actually invented a very special recipe that, this is in the 1830s, you understand, that he began selling in tablet form, and then you could also get it in a paste that you could just eat.
Like and, Pepto, is it like Pepto or something? Or
I guess.
Stuff?
But, yeah, he was selling ketchup and saying that it was going to...
Be medicinal?
Yeah. So, it's stories like this that when I read that, and then when I go to the supplement part of the store, and there are all these pills there that are some powdered thing that are supposed to fix
yeah, but,
it.
Yeah, but all of our medicine now was based off of weird old-timey stuff back then.
Right. So, two things. I told you about my doubts of just some medicine in general, but two, now, every time I go for the ketchup, I'm telling people it's medicinal.
If you have jaundice.
Look, my jaundice needs this ketchup.
Your other stuff. Have you ever tried to use that as an excuse to get out of work? Like, that's your sick thing for the day?
You know, someone who actually has it right now is
probably just mad.
They're writing up an angry Facebook post right now.
I apologize. I feel like it's more of a thing that was back then, not nowadays.
Yeah, that may be. I actually don't know.
Because we eat ketchup.
Yeah, well, it's all that ketchup we're eating.
So it helps us medicinally already.
We should definitely go somewhere today where we could have fries because we need something that we could put a lot of ketchup on. It's medicinal, Nikki. Dr. John Cook Bennett said so. Now, it's been 190 years since he said so, but still.
That's the only doctor I'll see.
That's someone I can trust.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
Here's something I need you to understand. When you guys hear me talk, you're just like, nerd!
Some of you might shout that.
And you just think like, oh, he's a nerd and they're all the same. Well, that kind of profiling doesn't fly around here because I want you to know that there are levels.
Yes, there are.
So much. Like, you until you come over here and spend some time, you don't know.
Oh, you guys kill me.
Yes! I'm sorry to interrupt my nerd presentation, but I have to take a minute. We just got a text message from
What's
Carl.
What's wrong with you guys? That's why I don't, and I can't stand you.
We just got a message from Carl, and Carl says, I'm just going to read the quote, because I don't want anybody to feel like I'm embellishing. Nikki, we're sorry to hear about your diarrhea. Feel better soon.
What's wrong with you guys? I don't have that. That's just from the last copy.
You don't have what?
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
You're not going to say it?
I am disappointed in you and Carl.
I didn't.
Both of you guys.
I didn't say anything.
No, you brought up the last medicinal topic conversation thing.
I was trying to tell you about how ketchup could cure things. Things that you may or may not have. I did not say that, you know, you had it. Or even hint that you did. It was just...
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Make it very hard to live.
I want that on a plaque.
What was the nicest thing she's ever said to you, Obi?
Well, you make it very hard to live.
You do. You make it frustrating. It's very, very frustrating.
Man, I feel...
And Carl's in the same group. You and him both.
I feel so great about what you just said right now. Like, I feel... I want that. You know what? Actually, I want it on my tombstone. That would be perfect. Oh, here lies Obadiah. Quote, you make it very hard to live. And the great irony of that being above my dead body is perfect.
It's just wonderful.
It's a shame I wouldn't be around to see it.
All right. Well, do you want a moment to come back?
Do you need to go?
Okay. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm actually crying because I can't do much about what people think. And that's not what's going on. And you're making it seem like that.
Okay, here we go. I do need a moment. I have to go throw up.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
We were talking a few minutes ago about nerds and how there's levels. like to you because you guys are all, you know, such jocks and stuff.
This isn't high school. Like, you feel like you're at one level and maybe Obi's at a different one.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing you've got to understand, too, is that, I mean, nerd doesn't even mean what it used to. I mean, yesterday I was walking through somewhere and Marvel's The Vision was staring at me on a pack of yogurt, and I was just like, what is happening?
What world are you living in?
First off,
why
does everybody know who Vision is? Because I remember a time in my life when it would just, when I was talking about Vision, they were like, for your life! I was like, no, that guy that's dating Wanda, you... Never mind. He's an android. Never mind.
I just feel like nowadays you can buy your way onto anything for packaging and for advertising. That's, so yogurt is an option.
It's a thing. So at where we're, there are levels. And I feel like we've all hit level one nerd, but I'm telling you, like, it goes so deep, which is why when I tell you this, it is only for the very nerdiest, I feel, of my friends, like the guys that are playing tabletop games. They're gonna totally get what this is.
All right, so let's walk along with it.
All right, there is a book of 14 novels that are bigger than a Bible, a Gutenberg Bible, like big, called The Wheel of Time. Okay, the guy's name is Robert Jordan. And again, my friends, and I have them in all the different places in society.
Social media.
Yeah, they loved Wheel of Time. And they are turning that into, they've just announced a TV series coming from Sony. Now, they haven't said where you're going to be able to see it, but they do think that it's going to be, like, it has the potential to be big. And
well, there's a lot of books.
You hate to throw around Game of Thrones because everybody's like, game of this, game of whatever, but that is what they're going for. It's like, hey, we're going to do a big budget fantasy series, kind of like that other one that we won't name.
But yes, Game of Thrones.
So that's kind of what they're going
for. But that does not mean HBO's looking at it. They haven't said.
No. It's not. In fact, my guess would be, I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't see it show up maybe on Netflix. I don't think it'll go like broadcast network. It's going to be cable or like an on-demand kind of thing like that. Actually, if you want to know the truth, I'll bet it goes on Hulu. I don't know why, but you just get that feeling.
I don't know. I don't feel like Hulu leans more that way. I think that would be more Netflix.
This would be their chance to buy into. That's why I feel that way. Like, this would be their chance to buy into getting that. So people keep giving, you know, fantasy like that a shot. What was it? The Shannara Chronicles? That's on Netflix now. I didn't think it was very good. I mean, I didn't think it was very good. I tried it.
Sure.
I wanted to like it. It seemed interesting, but yeah.
So what is this called again? The
Wheel of Time. Now, if you want to be that person that doesn't want to watch the show and you just want to read the books, if you start now, you should be done.
By the time you die. That's a lot.
Maybe. Robert Jordan didn't finish writing them before he died. There was I can't remember who it was that came in and finished the last book to bring closure to the wheel of time.
Oh boy.
It's real, Nikki.
It is. The wheel is real.
You want to help me paint these Warhammer figurines?
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
So, I was trying to figure out where to go on vacation this summer. Because I might. I don't know. Like, I was going I was going to go visit a family in Oregon. I don't know if that's going to happen, so...
You can go somewhere else?
Thought maybe I'd go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I got to stay inside the United States, like, in the 48. And so one of the things I was looking at, this was a suggestion from someone else in my family. They were like, hey, have you ever thought about going to North or South Carolina? I did
that
one time, like, a very long time ago, and I thought, well, that doesn't sound so bad. So I did some posting about it, asking around, like, hey, has anybody ever gone here, and got some suggestions. Now, David, who is a longtime listener to The Riot, he's in the Navy, and he says I should come to Norfolk, Virginia, which, you know, like, there's lots of Navy stuff there.
Sure to do.
But I went ahead and clicked on his recommendation, and I scrolled down, and if you look at Norfolk on Facebook... the first thing that pops up are places to eat there. And you get a place called Grain. A.W. Shucks Seafood.
Hang on just a second. I'm sorry. Did you say seafood? Is that what you were saying? Because well, if you did, I...
When you're getting close to the coast and areas, yes.
Okay. Some American restaurant. But then, Nikki, I found something. I'm going to call it a little something I might be interested in.
What is it?
There's a place in Norfolk called Handsome Biscuit.
Handsome Biscuit?
It's a biscuit restaurant.
Is it like a fast food one?
Look at the line. Okay. Well, I mean, I really want it, but I don't know if I want to spend 3 hours waiting in line to eat there.
At this point, you might be fine.
Okay, but, dude, it's just a biscuit restaurant called Handsome Biscuit, which, you know what? I mean, if you're going to have a biscuit, why not go ahead and get one that's handsome?
Why does it have to be a pretty one, guys? Why can't we look at the inside of the biscuit and not the outside?
Nikki, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be completely...
That's biscuit world.
I'm going to be completely...
That's Studer's. There's this place along the would it be coastal, but more along along that side, or maybe not even coastal, maybe just in?
That's in the south.
In the south.
I know that you can hit one at West Virginia University.
Yeah, it's called
They've got a Studer's Biscuit World
Biscuit
there.
World, and that's the fast version of that.
It's not as pretty.
Not as pretty, but...
But the flavor, and more importantly, the fat... It's all in there.
Is that
Don't
what
you
someone
worry about
brought
it.
Us once?
Yes,
Tudor's
they
Biscuit
did.
World, 'cause I've never been to one.
They brought it to us like overnight, and we reheated it, and it was shockingly amazing. Like, so good. So good. But I mean, you know, all of a sudden, like, I'm ready to go to Norfolk now because Handsome Biscuit's there.
You go to eat.
What do you think?
That's what vacation is.
Who wants a handsome biscuit? Good looking one, right?
Because that's what we want.
No uglies.
Maybe it sounds lovely. But at least if I was planning a trip, I would probably either find something else to do there or go someplace else.
Well, where do you think I should go? Do you got any? The other place I was thinking about was maybe going to Denver, which was influenced by the talk we had with Hollywood from Family Force 5.
Yes, he was just there.
Or just somewhere in Colorado. You fly into Denver, rent something, and then drive to some places in Colorado.
That could be a nice one.
That seemed like it would be fun. What I want more than anything is to go somewhere that isn't here, which sounds
mean,
but I don't mean it in a mean way. It's like, I want a change of scenery. Like,
sure.
I don't want to see the same things that I see every day. I want to see something different.
Why don't you go to the Grand Canyon? You wanna go to Arizona?
It's hot there.
Well, yes.
It's going to be hot in Virginia, too. I get that, but like, man, not Grand Canyon hot.
That's a different odd.
Plus, you get there and they're like, take a burrow to the bottom.
One time I took a train ride. It was like 2.5-3 hours. And you went up and you were there.
You never came back down?
No, I'm not here. I died.
Okay.
No, in the Grand Canyon, it was a beautiful train ride.
Oh my gosh. You died there. And this whole time
you've
been waiting
else.
To tell me that I was dead
yes,
too.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
You never made it from the past biscuit trip that you took.
You died at Tudor's.
You died at Tudor's. And now I feel comfortable telling you we've both moved on.
At least I died happy, right?
No one's listening
surrounded,
to the show.
Surrounded
We're not
by
here.
Biscuits.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? I actually don't want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Okay, so pass on that.
I don't mean that again.
No,
Nikki, I appreciate you as a person.
I didn't know if you wanted to go.
And I appreciate your suggestion.
We wanted to go, the grand parts of our country.
Right.
The other
thing I thought about is this, because it's summer, maybe what I should do is go north. And I'm told, I can't remember what it is, but there's an island at the top of Michigan that's supposed to be a great place to go.
Yeah, there's one park there or something,
yeah,
a national one.
It's supposed to be really nice. I haven't been there. But I could go there.
That's an option, too.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
It's time to DTR, define the relationship. You know, depending on the context, that can be a really exciting text to get, where you're just like, yes, we're finally ready to define this thing. And then you find out that it's like, love you like a brother. You're like, oh gosh.
You're in the friend role.
Yeah. You've just been put into the friend zone, the mayor of the friend zone. You guys are actually looking at getting incorporated. You're going to become Friend City.
And it's now your responsibility to find somebody else for her.
You're going to be the mayor now. She wants to tell you about how things went for her the last time. You know, oh, we went out, we had to eat. It's the worst. That's the best. When you're the person that they talk to about their other relationships, and it's like, no, we should be you and me.
Not all these other losers that you're dating right now. Someone that would like to define the relationship with you, though, is God. God is actually interested in having that conversation with you. Right now, he's kind of on the outside looking in. He's hanging around. Maybe you every once in a while shotgun a prayer off like, hey, really could use some help with this test right now. I know I don't deserve to do good. Help me, God! Or something along those lines. Here's the thing. God wants to define the relationship he has with you. He's not interested in being just friends, just dating. God wants to be family with you. God literally is inviting you to be a part of his family. That's what Jesus wants you to know, that he wants you to come be a part of the family. And that's the kind of relationship, you know, this is the one family that you get to choose. One, your family you got right now, you're stuck with. This is a family you get to choose. And the great thing about being family is that it's permanent. God's not going to run out on you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to whatever. He's going to be there all the time, no matter what. He wants you to join his family. That's the kind of relationship that he wants to have. Not temporary, not just the weekends, not every once in a while. When you're family all the time, no matter what. So look, join God's family. If you're up for it, I mean, take some time, think about it. But when you're ready to define the relationship, God has already made it very clear the kind of relationship that he's interested in with you. But if you want it, just say it. You know what, God? I want to be a part of your family. I do. I want to be in that. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And I want to be part of your family starting right now. And it really, it's that simple. There are no adoption papers to sign. Like, you don't have to go to the courthouse. You and God right there where you are.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
As I'm looking ahead, Nikki, to the future, I have to ask myself questions about where I should go, what could happen if I ended up going there. And so, you know, I've been going to get the usual things, and a lot of people are like, what do you think? Like astrology, palm reading, a little ball that you can gaze into? No. I read the asparagus.
Oh, I heard of this lady.
I called Jemima. She's an asparamancer.
That sounds weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
That is something, right? Don't tell people that.
So here's what she does is she takes a bunch.
Does she toss out the asparagus
she
and see where they land?
She takes a bunch of asparagus and she throws them in the air. And then she has a silver tray that they land on. And she can interpret
where they land and what that means.
Mm-hmm. She sure can. She reads.
I see people like do that with tiles or other things. And that seems weird too. But the fact that it's asparagus is especially weird.
So she can...
Anything good, she says? Or Can you eat them once you've read them?
Well, I'd pay, just like using Bing, I'd pay not to.
Well, I didn't know, like, that's wasteful.
I don't like asparagus.
Like, if you had a reading and your asparagus said something, then is it allowed, especially if it's a bad reading?
What? Okay.
Are you allowed or do you have to eat the asparagus?
Maybe that's how you get rid of the bad stuff.
Something.
You eat the asparagus.
Which some people say is bad anyways because you might not like asparagus, but I find it perfectly wonderful.
I mean, if it's cooked, I'll eat if I have to, I guess.
Well, way to have a good attitude about it. That's your future right there.
Nikki,
treat it well.
Wait, stop. When have I had a good attitude?
You're right.
Okay. So what do you think? Suddenly some lady throws asparagus on her tray and I'm going to be like, oh, I love asparagus.
It's delicious.
I can't wait.
Very, very weird.
Oh my gosh.
And what's bad is someone's probably like, yes, I go and get my reading all the time.
Oh, I know this is embarrassing, but I go to an asparamancer all the time.
I never make an important decision without visiting her.
I call her and I'm just like, Jemima, are you there? Can I call you aunt? I call my Aunt Jemima and she reads the asparagus for me.
That's just throwing your money away.
Oh my gosh, I'm opening a business soon. I'll read the potatoes. All right.
Well, the French fries. Oh my gosh. You could totally, and like depending on how much you pay, depends on which French fry you get.
No. I've got it. This is the way that I get paid to eat French fries. Okay. People bring fries.
It's a big scam.
Oh, you don't think the asparagus? That's above board, but the French fries thing.
Oh, no, that's a scam too. That's a scam too, but this way you're getting all the French fries.
This is our scam. I know. So here's the idea, all right? People come in. First off, if we opened a French fry reading business, our fryer is a business expense.
True.
So we have to buy a fryer.
And at that point, we're buying restaurant-grade quality.
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting that over-the-counter crap. Like, I'm going down to the restaurant supply store and
getting
one.
So someone brings in the fries that they want you to read?
Maybe we're making our own fries, all right? Because, I mean, with some sea salt, I feel like, and the right kind of ketchup, room temperature ketchup.
And you have
I hate
to do
when
them when
the
they're
fridge.
Just slightly hot, and you just go, ha, 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 and
toss
them.
Toss them. And then the thing is,
your future.
Is that, whatever happens, I'm like, oh, if you want people to come back, you have to tell them good things.
Sure.
Probably like two good things and one bad thing.
Foreshadowing, but yet, if we do this, we can have good.
And then the thing is, at the end, we always have to eat the fries. Mm-hmm. We always tell them, like, do you want this to happen? Yes. Okay, then I have to eat the fries.
If it's
do you want this to happen? No.
Then I have to eat the fries. No, it would be awesome, too, is if it's a bad reading and you have them close their eyes and you spray the blood, but it's just ketchup. It's like, no.
You're like, wait, this French fry wants ketchup.
Forget the asparagus, lady.
Don't go home that way.
Do you see the ketchup?
Don't you see how the ketchup is falling on the fries?
And then if mustard comes out, you know it's like an omen.
That'll be $500, please. Oh, that makes my heart hurt just a little bit.
Well,
and it's not just the fries.
Yeah.
This was the worst of the riots. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Here's me live on Chuck E. Cheese's lap right now.